Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The DH, Jerome Walton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Palmeiro hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mouton strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Anderson is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carcoviche out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bordick fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. 2 outs. Jerome Walton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton is 0 for 1 in the game. Walton hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Durham reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. 1 out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mudin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mudin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baines scores. Mudin moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a line drive towards first. Thomas catches it and steps on first to double up Alomar. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerome Walton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Pete Incaviglia pinch runs for Jerome Walton. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Incaviglia moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing left field. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mudin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mudin takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Chris Snopek pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Chad Kreuter now playing first base. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Levine now pitching. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Davis steals third. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Lenny Webster now catching. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive beyond third. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.